听力课堂，听 class.com。
Now we'd like to give the microphone to President Obama.
Good afternoon.
下午好。
I want to start by thanking President Hu and the Chinese people for the warmth and hospitality that they have shown myself and our delegation since we arrived. We had a wonderful day in Shanghai yesterday, a wonderful discussion with China's young men and women, and I'm looking forward to the conversations we'll have and the sights that we'll see here in Beijing over the next 2 days.
首先我要感谢胡主席和中国人民，自从我们到达以来，他们对我们的热情和款待。昨天我们在上海过得非常好的一天，我们和中国的一些年轻的男士女士们进行了很好的交谈，而且我还期待着我们还要继续进行的讨论，以及今后两天我们在北京要参观的名胜古迹。
We meet here at a time when the relationship between the United States and China has never been more important to our collective future.
我们在这里会晤这个时刻，就是美国和中国之间的关系从来没有过对我们集体的未来比现在更重要的。
The major challenges of the 21st century, from climate change to nuclear proliferation to economic recovery, are challenges that touch both our nations and challenges that neither of our nations can solve by acting alone.
二十一世纪的这些重大的挑战，不管是气候变化还是核扩散和经济的复苏，这些挑战触及到我们两个国家，而且这些挑战是我们任何一个国家通过单独行动是不能够解决的。
That's why the United States welcomes China's efforts in playing a greater role on the world stage, a role in which a growing economy is joined by.Growing responsibilities.
这也就是为什么美国欢迎中国努力在国际舞台上发挥更大的作用。在这个作用当中，一个不断增长的经济要和一个不断增长的责任相结合。
And that's why President Hu and I talked about continuing to build a positive, cooperative, and comprehensive relationship between our nations.
这也就是为什么胡主席和我谈到了要继续建立我们两国之间的一个积极的合作和全面的关系。
As President Hu indicated, we discussed what's required to sustain this economic recovery so that economic growth is followed by the creation of new jobs and a lasting prosperity.
就像胡主席刚才所说的那样子，我们还谈到需要做一些什么事情来维持这一次的经济的复苏，为了使得经济的增长能够带来新的就业机会和持续的繁荣。
So far, China's partnership has proved critical in our effort to pull ourselves out of the worst recession in generations.
那么到目前为止，我们同中国的伙伴关系在使我们能够努力摆脱好几代以来的最严重的一次经济衰退的努力当中，这个伙伴关系发挥了很关键的作用。
Going forward, we agreed to advance the pledge made at the G20 summit in Pittsburgh and pursue a strategy of more balanced economic growth, a strategy where America saves more, spends less, reduces our long-term debt, and where China.Makes adjustments across a broad range of policies to rebalance its economy and spur domestic demand.
那么展望未来，我们还同意要促进在匹兹堡二十方峰会所提出的那个承诺，要追求更均衡的经济增长的一个战略。那么在这个战略当中，美国要更多的储蓄，少花费，还要减少我们长期的债务。而中国要在范围广泛的政策当中进行一些调整，使它的经济恢复平衡，并且还要促进国内的需求。
This will lead to increased U.S. exports and jobs on the one hand, and higher living standards in China on the other.
这个一方面会导致更多的美国的出口和就业机会，而且在中国会带来一个更高的生活水平。
As President Hu indicated, we also agreed that maintaining open markets and free flows of commerce in both our nations will contribute to our shared prosperity.
另外， 像胡主席所说的那样子，我们同意要保持开放的市场和自由流通的商业，在两个国家都会有助于我们共同的繁荣。
And I was pleased to note the Chinese commitment made in past statements to move toward a more market-oriented exchange rate over time. I emphasized in our discussions, and have others in the region, that doing so based on economic fundamentals would make an essential contribution to the global rebalancing effort.
而且我也特别高兴注意到了，中国已经表示，经过一段时间，会更多的走向以面向市场的一个汇率的一个机制。在我们讨论当中，就像我在其他地区所说的那样子，我们认为要是以经济的一些基本因素的基础上来做到这个事情，会对我们这个全球恢复平衡方面的努力做出很必要的贡献。
Now, President Hu and I also made progress on the issue of climate change.
胡主席和我也在气候变化这个问题上取得了进展。
As the two largest consumers and producers of energy, there can be no solution to this challenge without the efforts of both China and the United States.
作为能源的最大的消费者和生产者，既然没有美国和中国的共同努力的话，那么这个挑战是得不到任何解决。
And that's why we've agreed to a series of important new initiatives in this area.
这就是为什么我们同意在这个领域采取一系列的很重要的新的主动行动。
As President Hu indicated, we are creating a joint clean energy research center and have achieved agreements on energy efficiency, renewable energy, cleaner uses of coal, electric vehicles, and shale gas.
就像胡主席所说的那样子，我们已经成立一个联合的清洁能源的研究中心。另外，我们达成了很多协议，包括能源效率、可再生能源、煤炭的更清洁的使用、电动车和页岩气。
We also agreed to work toward a successful outcome in Copenhagen.
另外，我们同意为了使哥本哈根会议有成功的成果而努力。
Our aim there, in support of what Prime Minister Rasmussen of Denmark is trying to achieve, is not a partial accord or a political declaration, but rather an accord that covers all of the issues in the negotiations and one that has immediate operational effect.
我们在那里的目标也就是要支持 Rasmussen 首相正在努力达成的一些成果。它不是一部分的一个协议，也不是一个政治性的宣言，而是一个包括正在谈判中的所有问题的这样的一个协议，而且可以立刻生效、发挥作用的协议。
This kind of comprehensive agreement would be an important step forward in the effort to rally the world around a solution to our climate challenge.
要是能够达成这种综合的协议的话，就会使得在我们努力时，全世界能够支持对这个应对气候变化的挑战的一个解决办法的话，这将作为向前迈进的很重要的一步。
And we agreed that each of us would take significant mitigation actions and stand behind these commitments.
而且我们同意，我们双方都要采取一些有意义的减缓的行动，而且我们是要支持我们所承担的这些义务。
On the issue of non-proliferation, President Hu and I discussed our shared commitment to stop the spread of nuclear weapons, and I told him how appreciative I am of China's support.For the global non-proliferation regime, as well as the verifiable elimination of North Korea's nuclear weapons program.
关于不扩散问题上，我和胡主席讨论我们拒绝核武器的扩散的这个共同的努力。和我也告诉胡主席说，我非常赞赏中国在这个全球的防扩散的机制和一个北朝鲜的可核查的消除核武器方面的这些努力，我是非常赞赏。
We agreed on the importance of resuming the six-party talks as soon as possible. As I said in Tokyo, North Korea has a choice. It can continue down the path of confrontation and provocation that has led to less security, less prosperity, and more isolation from the global community, or it can choose to become a full member of the international community, which will give a better life to its people by living up to international obligations and foregoing nuclear weapons.
那么就像我在东京所说的那样子，现在北朝鲜面临一个选择，或者他可以继续走对抗和挑衅这个道路，那么这个道路导致了更不安全，减少他的繁荣，或者是他进一步在国际 社会中被孤立的状态，或者呢，他可以选择成为国际社会的充分的成员，通过完全履行他国际上的义务，放弃核武器，来给他的人民带来更好的生活。
In the same way, we agreed that the Islamic Republic of Iran must provide assurances to the international community that its nuclear program is peaceful and transparent.
那么以同样的方式，我们同意伊朗伊斯兰共和国必须要让国际社会确信它的核项目是和平和透明的。
On this point, our two nations and the rest of our P5 plus one partners are unified.
那么在这个问题上，我们两个国家和五常加一的其他伙伴是一致的。
Iran has an opportunity to present and demonstrate its peaceful intentions, but if it fails to take this opportunity, there will be consequences.
所以伊朗有机会可以展示出它的和平的意图，但是只要伊朗不利用这个机会的话，是会有后果的。
President Hu and I also discussed our mutual interest in security and stability of Afghanistan and Pakistan.
胡主席和我也谈到了我们对阿富汗和巴基斯坦的安全和稳定的共同利益。
And neither country can or should be used as a base for terrorism, and we agreed to cooperate more on meeting this goal, including bringing about more stable, peaceful relations in all of South Asia.
其中任何一个国家就不能够也不应该被利用作为恐怖主义的一个基地。我们也同意了在达成这个目标方面要进行更多的合作，也包括在整个南亚地区实现更稳定和平的关系。
Finally, as I did yesterday in Shanghai, I spoke to President Hu about America's bedrock beliefs that all men and women possess certain fundamental human rights.
最后，就像我昨天在上海所做的那样子，我和胡主席谈到了美国的一个最基本的信念，也就是所有的男女他们拥有某一些根本的权利。
We do not believe these principles are unique to America, but rather they are universal rights and that they should be available to all peoples, to all ethnic and religious minorities.
我们不认为这些原则是我们的国家所独有的，我们认为他们是普世的权利，应该是所有的人民，所有的民族和宗教信仰的少数群体都应该可以得到的。
And our two countries agreed to continue to move this discussion forward in a human rights dialogue that is scheduled for early next year.
而且我们两个国家同意在已经定明年年初要举行的人权对话当中进一步推进这个讨论。
As President Hu indicated, the United States respects the sovereignty and territorial integrity of China.
就像胡主席所表示的那样子，美国是尊敬中国的主权和领土完整。
And once again, we have reaffirmed our strong commitment to a one-China policy.
我们再一次重申了我们对我们一个中国的政策的坚定。
We did note that while we recognize that Tibet is part of the People's Republic of China, the United States supports the early resumption of dialogue between the Chinese government and representatives of the Dalai Lama to resolve any concerns and differences that the two sides may have.
我们也注意到了，在我们认识到西藏是中华人民共和国一部分的同时，美国也支持中国政府和达赖喇嘛代表们之间的对话的早日恢复，以解决双方可能存在的任何关切和困难。
We also applauded the steps that the People's Republic of China and Taiwan have already taken to relax tensions and build ties across the Taiwan Strait.
并且我们对中华人民共和国和台湾已经采取的旨在缓和紧张局势和建立台湾海峡两边的联系方面所采取的行动表示称赞。
Our own policy, based on the three U.S.-China communiques and the Taiwan Relations Act, supports the further development of these ties, ties that are in the interest of both sides, as well as the broader region and the United States.
我们自己的政策在三项美中联合公报和台湾关系法的基础上 是支持这些联系的进一步的发展，这些联系是符合双方的利益，也和更广地区的利益，也符合美国的利益。
These are just some of the issues that President Hu and I discussed.
这就是我和胡主席讨论的一部分的问题。
But we also know that the relationship between our two nations goes far beyond any single issue.
但是我们也知道，我们两国之间的关系是远远超越任何单一个问题。
In this young century, the jobs we do, the prosperity we build, the environment we protect, the security that we seek, all these things are shared.
在刚刚进入这个新的世纪的时候，我们所从事的工作，我们所建立的繁荣，我们所保护的环境，我们所追求的安全，所有这些都是共享的。
Given that interconnection, I do not believe that one country's success must come at the expense of another.
所以因为这都是互相连接的，所以我不相信一个国家的成功必须以另外一个国家的利益为代价。
That's why the United States welcomes China as a strong, prosperous, and successful member of the Community of Nations.
这也就是为什么美国欢迎中国作为国际社会的强的、繁荣的、成功的成员。
Our relationship going forward will not be without disagreement or difficulty.
那么展望未来，我们的关系是不会完全没有什么困难或者分歧。
But because of our cooperation, both the United States and China are more prosperous and secure.
但是因为有了我们的合作，所以美国和中国现在是更繁荣、更安全。
We've seen what's possible when we build upon our mutual interests and engage on the basis of equality and mutual respect.
我们已经看到了，在我们的共同利益的基础上不断努力的话，在我们在互相尊敬的基础上打交道的话，我们可以实现什么。
And I very much look forward to deepening that engagement and understanding during this trip and in the months and years to come.
所以我非常期待着在这一次访问当中，而且在今后的岁月里，能够进一步的加深我们的交往和了解。
中美两国元首共同会见记者结束，谢谢大家。
This concludes the meeting with the news media. Thank you.